Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 306. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. We discover apps through the Google Play Store, through Life, through our AAA Club, through any means possible, and we share what we discover with you guys. Hopefully, we give you some new app ideas you can install on your phones, devices, etc. And let's get right into it here, starting with introducing the co-hosts of the show, with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Happy belated new year there, Mr. Turbino. How is New Year's in Florida?
It's fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Here it's pretty bitter cold up there, but I hope it gets warm pretty soon.
I literally walked out the front door this morning, walked right back in the house. I said, today is not a day. I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm getting a real coat.
Oh, I thought we were going to say, today is not a day where I go to work. It's too cold.
I should have. I'll say that.
No, that's my kids' teachers that say that.
Seriously?
Yeah, because they didn't have school yesterday, not because it was too much snow, but just because it was too cold. And then they went to school late today for the same reason. But honestly, though, you know, with these winds, it's 5 minutes of exposed skin. You got frostbite right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's
Canadians.
I don't know why you would be upset about that, Eric.
Okay. I know.
Canadians are laughing at us right now.
Yeah. You know, we used to walk uphill, you know, in the snow with barely boots on, and, you know, it's uphill both ways, no coat, you know, no hats and gloves. And we'd survived. But
are you serious?
To the bus stop. No, that's just what grandparents say. Back in my day,
we'd walk
to school uphill both ways, miles.
Yes. Thank you, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com, our other co-host. My name is Steve Cherubino. I'm the third co-host, and this is Android App Addicts. All right, before we get into the show today, we have a giveaway. If you guys want to be a part of our giveaways, just go to podnuts.com/AAA Club. Join the AAA Club, because right now, just at random, we're giving away a Sony Smartwatch 2. What color is it? Black?
Black.
A black Sony Smartwatch 2 to a lucky winner who all he did was he went to podnuts.com/AAA Club. He put his name and email address, and we drew his name. Jerry Turner is the winner for the Sony Smartwatch. Jerry, send me an email at AAA@podnuts.com. Send me your address. I will ship the smartwatch out to you. Now, for the giveaways from the last couple shows, guys, I know they're a bit delayed. They will be shipped out this week. I had just moved my whole house from one location to another, so things were just kind of hectic the last couple weeks. Did not forget about you, so all the winners will be receiving their prizes very, very soon. So look in the mail for that. And congratulations, Jerry Turner. Hit us up, aapodnuts.com, and you got a Sony smartwatch, my friend. Much more exciting giveaways of equal magnitude coming up real soon. You just got to keep listening to the show. Join the AA Club. Those are two things you need to do. All righty. We are going to read some emails today, and we're going to probably talk about some apps, too. We don't have a ton of emails. But let me start with one from Ash. He says, hello, Android App Addicts team. I just wanted to send an email about an Android game that came from iOS called Partia. That's P-A-R-T-I-A. And Partia 2. If you have ever played the addictive Nintendo game Fire Emblem, these games will please you. These are tactical RPGs in which you control units to defeat an enemy. I know my explanation doesn't do it justice, but I implore you to check it out. They are short but sweet and well-designed, in my opinion. The game does come at a premium, but it's totally worth it. Best wishes, Android App Addicts team. Sent from my Samsung Galaxy S3 Mini 82%. Sent from the updated Material Design Gmail app.
I did not see these apps before, ever. And to be honest, these are the exact kind of games that I should be finding for me. How do you pronounce it, Steve?
Partia.
Partia, $3.99. Partia 2, $6. I will say, both of these look perfect for maybe game stickable on the TV. And a controller games. I will say Partia is $4. I'm willing to take a $4 gamble and see if I can get this thing to work because, you know, I like this kind of look and feel, Super Nintendo-esque look. I like
it. Yeah. Those game sticks are a hit, thanks to the show.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just say it again. If you look out there in the public sector, you have a whole bunch of people that don't even know how to say or spell root and ROM that buy the device, and then they're very dissatisfied with the game market that's built in on it. You root it, you ROM it. It is a much better experience. I'm having lots of fun.
We should get the word out on it. We should tweet that out or something.
Oh, it's too late. They're being taken off the market.
Dor, do you use a mouse with yours?
No, I have Liam Tidwell recommended to me a Logitech K400R keyboard with a little touchpad on the side. The reason it works is the touchpad's on one side. Up here, you have a mouse button. So you can very quickly and easily move and hit the mouse button.
So what that wirelessly works in the USB of it?
Yes, I have the dock, and I just put the Bluetooth adapter in the back USB plug socket.
Nice.
I just got one of those keyboards for Christmas. So all I need now is a game stick and dock.
Yeah, I got my dock in the mail the other day. It's been really nice. I can't say really nice, but it's been fun.
Yeah, for what you paid for, definitely get your money's worth.
Definitely.
It's like for a large caramel frappuccino mocha at Starbucks.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it will definitely last longer.
Oh, big time.
That's true.
Not taste as good, though. All right. Ash writes, again, hello Android App Addicts team. I've been playing a lot of Android games lately, and I have stumbled upon an iOS port called Out There. Out There is a space exploration game. You are stranded out there in space, and that's basically the storyline. The point of the game is resource management and science creation. There is no violence or space battles in this game, with the exception of being able to destroy solar systems. This game has a beautiful and therapeutic soundtrack, and it's excellent for stress relief. You'll be lost in space yourself in minutes. This game can be purchased as of today for 99 cents. I believe that's a sale because I've seen it for $2.99 on the iOS App Store. Best wishes, Ash. Sent for my Samsung Galaxy S3 Mini, 91% battery from the stock Gmail app with Material Design. Thanks, Ash.
Yeah, I brought this, I don't know how many weeks ago. It wasn't a lot of weeks ago, but I brought a couple weeks ago. Beautiful game. The resource management part of it is a little bit demanding. It's not super easy. It does take some little bit of practice, a little bit of skill, a little bit of replay kind of thing to get the patterns down of what you got to do. But once you get the gist of it, you can play it for a good stretch. Definitely a fun game. Good, really good looking game.
Is it a stress reliever?
No, not for me. No, it raised my stress level.
Cool, man. Hey, thanks for those game suggestions, Ash. Good stuff. Jay Noyan Knight writes us. I like this post that he wrote. It's very cool. He goes, so I was just, it just reminds me of Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy. He goes, so I was just thinking about the AA podcast, and it occurred to me that I haven't heard the term free and G used in the show in what seems forever. Funny, because when I first heard it used in the show, I really had no clue what the guys meant by it. And though it was never explained, over time, after listening to another 100 or so episodes, it just hit me one day. And it was then I knew I had truly become an insider. LOL. Doesn't that sound like a Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that made me smile, man. That's a really cool post. Thanks, Jay Noyan Knight.
I say, Jay, all of my apps this week, except for one, are free and G.
Ah, nice. If it's free and G, it's for me.
But if you're listening live, they're all free and G.
What?
Because one of them's an app, Amazon app store.
Free app of the day.
I get it. All right. Shane writes, hello there, fellow Android junkies. I've been a longtime listener and absolutely love the show. Thank you for all the amazing app suggestions and witty banter. I look forward every week to listen to your shows. It is a true helping hand as I work at my desk planning and designing all day, Huntington Ingalls Shipyard. Keep up the good work, Shane Owens. Another awesome email.
Yeah.
You guys are making us happy today.
Nice. This is the only way. I love you guys too.
Yeah. This is the only way I can put this. A lot of the things out there have much better Twitter numbers than we have. A lot of things out there have much better Facebook numbers than we have. A lot of people out there have much better Google Plus numbers than we have. A lot of things out there have much better download numbers than we have. I'm firmly, firmly convinced we have one of the most highly percentage engagement audience in the business. It's these kind of emails that quite literally fuel us, you know, it keeps us going kind of thing, because, you know, me, Steve, and Eric are sitting here talking BS and having fun at the same time talking apps, and you guys saying that you guys like it only help.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Definitely these emails that keep us going. Love them. Thank you guys very much, and we're glad you're liking the show. Really are. All right, let's do one more. This one's from Tom. He says, I got rid of my Nexus and I got a G3 after my daughter got hers. It's a very good, solid phone, and I like the back button. U.S. Cellular. Wife got one, too. Tom Greep. LG G3, man. I hear so many good things about it.
Like I said, was it last week? We were talking about it, and the one I held, my buddy had, he was showing it off to me. I was very impressed. I think it was right after I got my note that I was looking at his. I'm like, yeah, I saw that there. I didn't really think much of it at the store because I kind of had my set on set either the Note 4 or the Nexus 5. And I wasn't, you know, I saw it there and I just kind of played with it while I was waiting for to be helped at the store. And so I never considered it, but you know, it's a great phone.
Yeah.
I tell you, if the LG G3 was a restaurant, I'd swear they're putting drugs in the food to keep people coming back kind of thing. Because nobody has said anything bad. No real person I talked to has ever said anything bad about the G3.
Yeah, you're right. I've even looked on forums and stuff. I did comparison of like Nexus 6 and G3. Not even forum trolls and people like that were talking bad about it. It might be in my hands very soon. I'll let you guys know. Do you wish you got it, Eric? Are you happy with your phone?
No.
Okay.
I'd be, you know, if my note was to break and I could get one, I think, well, it's too late now. They're too old now. I would want something newer. But at the time, if I would have gotten the G3 and not the note, I would have always wondered what it would be like with the stylus and the screen and everything like that. I would have always wondered. And I'm happy with the note, but
all right. Does the G3 have RF transmitter?
That's how I work. And that's why I didn't get the Nexus 6.
Ah. All right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense for you then. Does the G3 have an RF transmitter built in?
I don't believe it does. I don't know if there's any phone that does. Then.
Oh, okay. All
right. Motorola phones do.
Do they?
You should look at them, Eric.
I should. Should get a razor.
RF junkie. All right. No, not RF. Am I thinking of RF or FM transmitter? What am I trying to say?
Oh, FM. You're saying FM transmitter? Yeah, that's what I didn't know it. Yeah, no.
That's what I was thinking you meant.
I've got RF transmitter in this one. I can control my television.
No, okay.
FM, that's what I thought. FM transmitter is what you're saying, right?
I got them too confused. Yeah.
Well, yes. I must have thought you said FM transmitter because that's exactly what I was talking about. And that's why I was kind of impressed that I've always wondered why no phones had that. But
yeah.
But now that there's Bluetooth and everything, there's no really need for it. But they just, I don't know.
Not in your house.
Somebody could have went good, you know, at some point with that before Bluetooth.
Well, I mean, they would have made a killing in Rock Falls. That's probably about it.
Yeah. Right. Would have sold one or two, probably, at least.
Well, that is all the emails. If you guys want to send us more, send them to aa@podnuts.com. If you want to call us and send a voicemail, we haven't heard one of them in a while, call 7076-PODNUT on a phone. That's 7076-PODNUT. And give us a call. All right, we still got a little bit of time left in this show. Is there any other topics you guys want to talk about? If not, we'll do some apps.
Topics?
Like Android news? We could take this opportunity if we want.
I think CES is going on. And there was a 60-inch Android tablet that they were showing off with a full-size Monopoly game being played on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so out of the tech scene.
Well, it reminded you of the original Microsoft Surface, really, a lot like that.
Oh, yeah, the big table Surface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only it won't blue screen. And I'll say this. Haters can hate all day long, but CES is now utterly ruled by and delivering Linux everywhere. Everywhere. I mean, every smart, quote-unquote, TV is running Linux in one shape or form. There's the Firefox TV. There's the WebOS TV. There's Tizen TV, Android TV, Linux, and, oh yeah, Linux. All the smart watches out there that they were showing, that they were talking about, Linux. All the phones, everything out there, the backbone of it is Linux. All the Internet of Things out there, it's all running embedded Linux kind of thing. If you are wanting to change career paths kind of thing, or you're just getting ready to go into the job market, I cannot tell you enough. Learn Linux. You be making money.
And if you'd have listened to Dorr when he said that 6 years ago, like I've been listening to him for about 6 years saying the same thing, you've probably been doing good right about now.
Yeah, 6 years. It's true.
It's only getting more. It's only getting more. And I'll say there were some cool things at CES, you know. There was like a 15-inch Chromebook that the idea of it, you know, is interesting to me. There was some phone-related stuff, but nothing really phone that I can think of. A couple cool things. You know, it isn't like the years have passed. Things would come out and people would be like, I can't wait for that to come out. Now it's, you know.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I want. What I would like to see with technology. I like the 15-inch laptop. I think it's a good size. But if you can make a 17-inch laptop with a bezel-less screen, it would be the same size as a 15-inch laptop. But you'd have all that extra screen real estate. And I would love a thin, light, like under 4 pound, 3 or 5 or 4 pound, 17-inch laptop with a bezel-less screen. That's my dream machine right now. I don't care what OS
good.
It runs.
Good. Because you're going to need to dream to get it because it doesn't exist.
Well, you just need to make it, and then you can't be the only one having this dream, right?
I wouldn't think.
That must be, that's probably the way things are going, and you should. Well,
yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen notebook even come close to bezel-less.
No, they don't exist.
No.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah. All right.
And if people are worried about them breaking by, you know, people dropping them, hey, just don't drop your laptop.
Exactly.
Yes, Eric. Oh, thank you.
One thing that got announced that I thought was ultra cool was Intel NUC computers are being redone, rethought, revisioned kind of thing. And they're the little, like 4 Roku boxes big desktop computers. They also announced a HDMI Intel-based stick computer, which it's honkingly big to be sitting out of the side of your TV. You're going to have to put an HDMI cord onto it to go to the TV. You can't just plug it to the TV. But $149. That's awesome. That's all I got to say. Awesome.
Yeah, I know. And that is very cool.
And me being
smaller, faster.
Right. And me being a Linux weenie, anything that's Intel will always run anything Linux flawlessly. You know, it's when you get NVIDIA, AMD, ATI, that's when things get a little murky. But if it's just pure Intel, everything works.
Huh. I didn't know that.
I think TVs with a row of like 35, 40 HDMI ports on the bottom bezel they need to be coming out because I'm really running out. I don't have enough HDMI ports in my house to cover all these devices I'm plugging into them now.
That's right. Every device now is a little HDMI dongle. Interesting.
Yeah.
Guess we'll be seeing that soon. The problem is the TVs are going to be so thin. There's going to be nowhere to plug these dongles.
You know, you'll see it in the LCD when you push a dongle in the back. You plug in an HDMI cord and it's making a prism on the front of your screen.
You'll have a little box sitting a couple feet away from the TV using wireless video, and that box will have nothing but HDMI ports in it.
It'll look like a little porcupine with all the dongles coming out of it. All right. Very cool. Well, what do you guys think? Do you want to do one app this show, or you want to save them for next show? It's up to you guys.
We can do an app this show.
Yeah, let's do an app. I got one ready.
All right, go, Eric.
Okay. But the Friday show is going to be all free and G then. This way, I'll get my paid app out of the way, which is an awesome app from our friend Bart Bonte. This is called Sweet Dreams. SweetDrmzzz.
Bart Bonte. Can't wait to see the video.
I haven't watched the video. This is the free app of the day from Amazon today. So anybody listening,
yay!
Live,
I can get it.
You can get it. Otherwise, you're going to have to pay $1.20.
Oh, I ain't paying all that.
It's Bart Bonte. It's worth twice that.
I'm just kidding. I would pay $20. I would pay a Cody for Bart Bonte. Anyway, tell us, how awesome is this?
It's awesome. It's a bit of a mashup, though. There's some familiar elements that you're going to be used to.
Yeah, sugar's in there.
Mm-hmm. But that's about it. I mean, as far as familiar elements. And like I said, I just got it today. So I haven't played with it much, but basically you go through the levels and something has to do with this alarm clock, and you tap on the alarm clock and it shoots into a rocket into space. And then you're either dealing with these little weeble wobble guys who move along the screen. And if you tap, they'll turn 90 degrees to the right and start going that way. Tap again, they'll all turn 90 degrees to the right and go this way. Well, you need to lead them into their colored, like house or whatever it is. There's a little something you have to, there's a colored, star. You got to have them eat their stars of their own color.
I see. And they all turn at the same time?
Yes. They all turn when you tap. Yep.
Weird. What if the wrong color guy eats the wrong colored star?
Just ignores it and goes right over it. It doesn't want part of another colored star.
All right.
And then the next part is similar to Sugar, where these little guys are peeping out of these pots. And it wasn't obvious at first, but you have to pour the sugar into the top of the pot. I kept trying to feed it to the Weeble Wobble guy, right, and it wasn't really working too well. But once you, and another neat effect, and I don't remember if Sugar was like this, if you miss the object you're going to and your sugar goes all the way to the bottom,
It comes off the top of the screen.
Yeah. Did it do that in Sugar too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. And
awesome.
When you look at the screen, there's like this big headed dude laying in bed with like an eye open, and there's a little calendar on the wall, and every level is a different day. So I think I'm like at level 8 or day 8 or maybe 9.
Do you start at 1?
Yes.
Gotcha. And these are all his dreams then, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, and the music. Great music with this. It's like there's a song called I Want to Fall in Love, I think. It's like a twangy, guitar-y song from like the 80s. The music sounds like that song, sort of. It's really good music for a game.
Oh, I'm psyched, man. All right. Got something from the Bontmeister. All right, good one, Eric.
Thank you, sir.
Can't wait to get that baby. Dor, you're up.
Okay, the app I'm going to bring, I'm not going to lie, it's a little bit difficult to explain. Technically, the app is free. The gimmick is the service costs money. Okay, it's called Phoenix Voicemail Beta, and it's PHONNIX. I don't really understand how they do this. I have to go look into a little bit more, but what it basically allows you to do is you install this Phoenix app on your phone.
Phonics.
Okay. Phonics.
I was going to say it, but.
Well, you should correct me. You should know me by now.
I wasn't sure. I haven't heard about the app yet.
You should install the Phonics app on your phone and your tablet. Okay. It sounds like it's completely cross-platform, so you can have an Android phone, an iPad, or an iPhone and an Android tablet. And if hypothetically your phone has no power and it's completely dead and someone calls your phone, your tablet will ring and you can hear your voicemails and stuff from your tablet. I don't understand how they can do it without interacting with the phone company, but you know, they say they can do it. Voicemail and off on everything is free. Inbound calls cost 50 credits. Okay. Outbound calls cost 100 credits. Okay. Now let's just break this down. 50 credits and 100 credits. So let's just say 5 and 10 for simplicity's purpose. Okay. Take off the tens, please. For euros, which is like $8, you get 1,000 credits. Let's take off another zero. So it's 100. So you get 20 inbound calls or 10 outbound calls for $8. That's something that you have to literally stop and think, you know, is this something that is worth the money? Will I do this? Me, who don't like phone call? No, not worth the money at all. But if you're a phone person,
you'll never use up the money.
Right, true, yes. But if you're a phone person and you don't like, you know, leaving your phone upstairs and you're downstairs or vice versa, you can probably use this app to like fake forward your calls with a quote unquote real phone number.
Very interesting. You're right. How do they do it without tapping in the phone company? It's weird.
Not sure. But yeah, that was a Phonics voicemail beta.
Cool. Huh. It might even be called Phonics, to be honest. We'll have to ask Control Space, the developer. You got anything on this one, Eric?
No. The interesting jewelry in the video, but I really don't understand how it would work. I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
I don't know.
If it makes you feel any better, I'm confused by more than one of my apps this week.
Neat.
And you're referring to the thumb ring, I assume, Eric?
Yeah. Usually those only go with lumberjack shirts, but that's a totally different look he's got going.
Dor, did you watch the video on this?
Yes.
And you brought it anyway?
Yeah, and I still don't understand it. And yeah, the thumb ring.
No, I just mean you're. I thought you were a thumb ring hater.
I am. And if I saw him, I would like flick his ring, let him know it looks annoying.
Fling! I just watch it spin around his thumb. I'll have to get one of those titanium bearing rings when I go near door. So if he flinks it, it'll frictionlessly spin around my thumb.
Oh, man. All right. We should all get thumb rings. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. We can.
Dwarf, if me and Eric got one, would you get one?
Hell no.
Come on,
How about a bloodletting ring? You into that, door?
No. Peer pressure never worked on me. I was so antisocial. You cannot peer pressure me into that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, this was a good show, boys. Did you want to say anything to folks before we end off this fine show, Dor?
I want to thank everyone for their support, everyone for downloading, everyone for subscribing, everyone for sending emails and voicemails. Having lots of fun, and keep all that information coming. And if you want to, feel free to follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You might see some stuff once in a while. But more importantly,
follow us where, though? On iPod Nuts?
Yeah. If they're using those services, they can figure it out. I mean, come on now. But more importantly, if you do use Windows or Mac and you do use iTunes, why not stop by and leave us a review and a rating?
Yeah, we haven't had one in a while. We could use some.
You know. Speaking of that, my daughter told me this morning or last night that she's an iPod user, and she was on the App Store or on the podcast thing, and under technology and gadgets, we were number 50. I thought that was pretty respectable.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But let's see if we can bump it up to 25.
Yeah. The reviews help, guys. The reviews definitely help. All right, Eric, anything for the folks?
I just thanks for all the great emails. You guys make me blush.
Yeah. It's fun to watch Eric blush too on live. And if you want to see us more live, just join the AAA club at podnuts.com/AAA club. Be entered into our contest, get to watch the live feeds. You also get a special email from Door every Friday, and it has the list of apps that we talk about. So it's all good stuff. Totally free. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you guys next time.